The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
They thought they were successful. Successful in demonstrating their irresistible power. Successful in eliminating Jesus. Successful in crushing any movement to follow Jesus. Successful in humiliating the one Jesus called Abba and my God. They thought they had successfully established that their power, power to control, compel, coerce, crush, and kill, was the only real effective power on earth. That's why they used the cross, not just to kill, but to humiliate, not just to render judgment, but to debase and shame. When Jesus breathed his last breath, when Jesus' lifeless body was hastily laid in a borrowed tomb, when the stone was rolled to block the entrance to and exit from the tomb, they thought they were successful. But they weren't absolutely certain. That's the way it is always with coercive power. You can never be certain that you've used enough. So they seal the tomb. And still not sure, they posted armed guards with the same power to coerce and kill. Using the cross, burying the body, sealing the stone, posting a guard, they felt assured that order had been kept, that their power was intact, that their position was assured, and that as far as Jesus and Jesus' teachings and Jesus' followers and Jesus' God were concerned, they had spoken the final and definitive word. That the power
to guilt, shame, punish, coerce, and kill was ultimate. And that those who use that kind of power, that kind of punishment-wielding, death-dealing potency, were invincible. But God raised Jesus from the dead. So much for guilt. So much for shame. So much for death being the ultimate power. And so much for thinking and acting on the notion that might makes right. And that the only way to maintain order and assure one's position is to instill and regularly utilize fear. God raised Jesus from the dead. And the first words of Christ's resurrection, the first words of the angel, the first words of the risen Jesus Christ, and God's first word, and God's final words to every one of us is this: do not be afraid. As my favorite Easter hymn puts it, and we're about to sing it.
Thank you, Ben.
Now hell, its prince, the devil, and all their power is shorn, which means that everyone who uses guilt and shame and threats and fear is also of all their powers shorn. God raised Jesus from the dead. Do not be afraid. Do not even think about using guilt, shame, threats, or fear to keep order or assure your position. Because in the risen Jesus Christ, God's order has been maintained. And our position as those beloved of God is absolutely assured. But here's the thing. Now more than ever, we are surrounded and we are bombarded by all sorts of people using guilt and shame and threats and fear to assure their privileged position and keep us and everyone else under control. They have a list of everything to be afraid of, from books to vaccines to the rule of law. And they have a list of everyone to be afraid of. They have well-honed naming and shaming skills and well-practiced expertise in guilting and blaming all sorts of people for the problems, real or imagined, that we face. They do not read, or else they dismiss the words we hear, that God shows no partiality. Be afraid, they shout. Be very afraid. Sadly, many do all of this in the name of the one whose first resurrected words were, do not be afraid. Sadly, we are all tempted to use the same tactics. About those tactics, Pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, martyred by the Nazis 78 years ago today for his fearless faithfulness, Bonhoeffer reminds us, quote, "The world is not overcome through destruction, but through reconciliation. No ideals, nor programs, nor conscience, nor duty, nor responsibility, nor virtue, but only God's perfect love can encounter reality and overcome it. Nor is it some universal ideal of love, but rather the love of God in Jesus Christ, genuinely lived. That does it. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Do not be afraid. God shows no partiality. Do not be afraid. These are not merely words of hope. These define Christ's way of life. Fearless, shame-free, guilt-free, impervious to threat, life. That's what is meant by the apostles' call to, quote, seek the things that are above, and not use guilt or shame or threats or fear or death to control others. Trust the God who raised Jesus Christ from death and thus made coercive power both powerless and useless. Christ is risen, and the world, God's creation, Christ's church, this nation, this state, our children, our grandchildren, and every shamed, named, blamed, marginalized, and stigmatized person needs faithful, fearless people like you to use God's power, the power of serving love, to make life on earth as it is in heaven. That's our unique 2023 calling, consistent with but different from our forebears, a calling which is needed today, because this day, as we celebrate the power to guilt, shame, punish, coerce, and kill, has had its day. It's over. This is the day the Lord has made. This is the time for us to listen to and live by the risen Christ's first words. Do not be afraid, so that for all the fear-filled people of the world, these may be and they may become Christ's last and best words to every last being on the face of the earth. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.